Today, we are speaking with Roger Baker. He is a Republican candidate in District 36 for the state Senate seat. Roger, thanks for joining us. Can you share with our audience why you are seeking the District 36 state Senate seat?
Well, first of all, thank you for having me. As you mentioned, I am running in state Senate District 36. The reason I decided to run was the fact of seeing how New Mexico is at the bottom of everything good and at the top of everything bad. We aren't following the Constitution. We have a budget increase that is going to end up hurting us because they depended on things that they shouldn't have depended on. Our education is bad, and you know, these are some of the reasons I decided to run. Also, I just want to mention that my dad is one of my inspirations. He passed away last year. Captain Walter F. Baker was very big in the local community. Every veterans group, Rotary, all kinds of things. He inspired me. Now, due to health issues up until about a year ago, I was not in the position physically to do anything. But now that I've gotten some of those health issues taken care of, I can now go forth and work for my community.
Let's talk about your community. What do you feel are the biggest challenges facing District 36 in the state of New Mexico?
The biggest challenges facing District 36 are the biggest one I see right now is our school systems. We have a $3.2 billion budget for education. Yet our teachers aren't getting paid enough. The students aren't getting the education. We're teaching to a test rather than teaching the things that need to be taught, writing, reading, and arithmetic. You know, I don't even know if cursive is still taught in school anymore. You know, it's maybe not a necessity in the day of computers and stuff, but it's still a necessary tool so students can go back and look at things from history and be able to read them or maybe write or whatever. Over 50% of the budget that the state puts out goes to administrative costs. It doesn't go to the students in the classroom. So those are one of the big things. The other thing is the biggest thing, and I want to bring this, everything we talk about comes around to the quality of life for New Mexicans and in my district here. And it seems like, you know, it's more important to have progressive agenda items than to really worry about the quality of life of people. Our roads in like out in Dona Ana aren't being taken care of well. You know, instead, you know, Steinborn worked on a conservation, Senator Steinborn, I want to be respectful. Senator Steinborn worked on a conservation deal in the mountains over here. We need to take care of other things first. We need to make sure our ag in the area is taken care of. You know, Hatch and all the places out of outside Dona Ana and Rincon and all those places out there, Radium Springs. We just need to make things better for people. We need to get a better education. We need to look at mental health here instead of trying to pass unconstitutional laws that do nothing whatsoever for mental health.
So you mentioned a number of things there facing the district and the state. If elected to serve in the District 36 state Senate seat, how would you address these issues with legislation?
Well, the first thing I would work on was rolling back unconstitutional laws. That's what I would work on. I would work with other senators. Hopefully we can come to a consensus and find means of rolling these unconstitutional laws back and standing by the laws of the not only the New Mexico Constitution, but the U.S. Constitution, which the New Mexico Constitution says is the supreme law of the land. Education, we need to force, I believe, the school systems to, instead of paying high dollars to paid administrators, we need to take that money and put it back into the classroom. Better pay for teachers, better education for students, get vocational studies back into schools. I do know there's some, but you have to transfer schools to do that. I don't see why a student should have to go from one school to another because they want to study mechanics or woodworking or AC&R or whatever. The students should be able to stay with their friends in these schools and be able to study that. When I went to high school back in the 70s, before the Department of Education, we had kids that went through cosmetology. We actually had a cosmetology department in the school. These kids came out of school with the ability to take their tests out of high school to become barbers, cosmetologists, the whole nine yards. Those are some of the things I would work on. The other thing is we need to fix our tax structure. I'm not a big economist. I'm willing to learn. But from my understanding and talking with my brother, who is a very, very small business owner and other business owners, the gross receipts tax actually hurts more than a regular sales tax would.
You mentioned a lot of things there that you'd like to address. I want to move on and talk about something that happened before the primary election, and that is the New Mexico Supreme Court dismissing an emergency petition by the New Mexico Secretary of State and other county clerks to conduct the June primary election by using mostly a mail-in ballot. Now, the state Supreme Court dismissed that petition and ordered that applications for absentee ballots be mailed to voters. How do you feel about that decision by the Supreme Court?
I think that decision was the right decision. It gives the people the opportunity, if they choose to go in and vote on their own. I went down on Tuesday, I believe it was, and voted in person myself. It also avoids sending out ballots to people that no longer live here. The voter rolls haven't been cleaned up here in New Mexico for a long time. So to avoid possible voter fraud, I'm not saying there is or isn't. I'm just saying to avoid the possibility of it, of somebody getting four or five, ballots at a house they just came in, they just moved into, people now can request an absentee ballot or they can go in and vote in person. There's more control over ballots that way than just mailing out a ballot to every household that's registered. And the people might have moved out of state. They might no longer be alive, like in the case of my father, things like that. So to safeguard the rights of every citizen in New Mexico, to me, this was the right decision.
How has the pandemic impacted your campaign?
It has. Instead of being able to go out and meet people, it's making it difficult that way. My campaign is important, but the biggest, to me, this impacts people more. Like I mentioned to you, I am a disabled veteran. I get a monthly income, so I don't have a small business that I've put my life into, like a lot of people have. I don't have a job that I'm furloughed from and trying to get through the unemployment system, trying to get money. So, yes, it impacted my campaign. That's the least of my concerns, actually. I'll be honest with you. My concern is the people. the people that are hurting, the people that are losing their life savings, the people that are losing their businesses, the blood, sweat, and tears they have put into these businesses. That's the more important thing. You know, again, it goes back to the quality of life. We're seeing just tremendous losses of businesses all across New Mexico. I know of one business I went and talked to right before all the real, you know, restrictions came. The restrictions were there, but they were doing a curbside and delivery business. And I went and talked to the owner, and he was hurting, and he didn't know if he'd be able to keep his doors open because of all the problems in New Mexico that are occurring with SBA loans, unemployment, things like that. Having to lay off people because he's not bringing in money enough to pay for all of his employees. And this man really cares about his employees. I'm not going to name any businesses or anything like that, but that is the more important thing. My campaign, it's not that important. The important is the people. That's important.
Roger Baker is a Republican candidate running in District 36 for New Mexico State Senate. Roger, thank you so much for joining us.
Well, thank you very much for having me, and I hope you have a great day.